I'm Eddie Cantor saying, here's to veterans. Ain't she sweet? See her coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? This is Eddie Cantor on Here's to Veterans. The best in music for all you ex-servicemen and women and your folk everywhere. Especially transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members are donating their services. Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Oh me, oh me, oh me, oh my, ain't that perfection? Some confection, I repeat. Don't you think that's kind of neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Yes? This is Eddie Cantor thanking you for asking me back to Here's to Veterans.
How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How are you going to keep them away from Broadway jazzing around, painting the town? How are you going to keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa. He'll kiss the cheek and holler, ooh la la. How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Harry? Gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Harry. How you gonna keep them away from Broadway jazzing around, painting the town? How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. They'll never want to see a rake or plow. And who the deuce can polyvoo a cow? How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris?
Friends, he's blind. But the job he does is appreciated and admired by millions of people. His name, Alec Templeton. Pianist extraordinary, a witty performer at the keyboard. Yes, he is blind, but that is no handicap, whatever, when Alec sits down at the piano. Same thing is true for George Shearing, another wonderful artist at the piano keyboard. Totally blind, but you forget it when you listen to the sparkling rhythm of George's clever fingers on the keys. And you can take this from me, folks, Eddie Cantor. A physical handicap is not necessarily a job handicap. That is true for many performers in show business. And it is equally true for performers in any business. Don't take my word for it. Nationwide surveys have proved this again and again. Disabled veterans, when properly trained, are just as good on the job, just as reliable, productive, safe, as their able-bodied workers. So, if you are an employer and you want to help yourself, hire a disabled veteran.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Ephraim and Sammy, there's Noah and Hammy. On a moonlight night you can find them all while they are waiting. The banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? The while they keep playing, I'm humming and swaying. It's the good ship, Robert E. Lee, that comes to carry the cotton away. whistling along. See them counting along. So take your best gal, real pal, down to the levee. I said to the levee and join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great. Mate, waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
The song Robert E. Lee was introduced by the greatest minstrel of them all, my good friend Al Jolson. For years, he reigned supreme at the New York Winter Garden. We comedians kidded him about never playing the Palace Theater, and Al said, "Now I know just when I'm going to be at the Palace." "When?" we asked him. And Jolie answered, "Why, the day that Jack Benny, Eddie Cantor, Groucho Marx are on the bill. I'm going to buy out a house. Then I'm going to tear up all the tickets but one. I'm going to sit in the front row and yell, 'Slaves, entertain the king.'" And that's just what he was, the king. Once you saw him perform, you became a subject for life. Al loved the horses. And one time at the Santa Anita racetrack, Al whispered, "Eddie, put yourself a little bet down on his horse. He can't lose." Cantor, always the conservative, asked, "Al, is the horse really that good?" He shouted, "Good. Why, let me tell you something, boy. I happen to know that horse has a bet on himself. He'll not only win the race, but he'll run up to the window, cash in his tickets, and run down and sit in the grandstand to see who comes in second."
It's simply great. Me waving on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Back again, folks. Me, Eddie Cantor, a young man who's been around the show business quite a while, but I want to tell you that it's a lie that Jenny Lind and I started our careers the same year. But one thing I can tell you is true, and you'll hear the same true story from thousands of men of business and industry all over America. It pays to hire a disabled veteran and put him to work in your plant, factory, or your office. When a veteran is doing a job that has no relation to his physical handicap, so far as that veteran's work is concerned, he is not handicapped at all. That's why surveys have shown that disabled veterans on the job are just as reliable, just as productive, just as safe as anyone else in the factory or office. That is why so many of you smart employers everywhere are training disabled veterans to do your work the way you want it done. And it's so easy to arrange. Just phone the local office of your state employment service. You'll be glad you did.
Folks in Georgia, about to go insane since that new dance down in Georgia came. I'm the only person who's to blame. I'm the party introduced it there. So give me credit for knowing a thing or two. Give me credit for springing something new. I will show this little dance to you. When I do, you'll say that it's a bear. First you put your two knees close up tight, then you sway them to the left, and then you sway them to the right. Step around the floor kind of nice and light, and then you twist around and twist around with all of your might. Stretch your loving arms straight out in space, then you do the eagle rock with style and grace. Swing your foot way around and bring it back. Now that's what I call ballin' the jack.
You want to take a little trip? Let me take you back to 1913. The place is Houston, Texas. That's when I first sang Ballin' the Jack. One of the acts on the bill was called Win and Lee. Al Lee, 2 years later, became my partner. But in 1913, he was coupled with one of the funniest men alive, Ed Wynn. Do you remember when a good part of this nation used to tune in their radios on Tuesday nights to hear Ed Wynn, who'd start off by saying, "The program is going to be different tonight, Graham. I was going to sing my favorite song. I'll send you a kitten, sweetheart. You could use a new puss."
But just because it's my birthday, I'm not going to do it, you know. Did you know, Graham, I was born in the last month in the year, the last week in the month, the last day in the week, the last hour in the day, the last minute in the hour, the last second in the minute. Say, you know something? I came down here not getting here at all. Then you twist around and twist around with all of your might. Swing your foot way around and bring it back. Now that's what I call ball in the jack.
It always seems when you're having the most fun, time really flies. So this is Eddie Cantor saying, we look forward to being with you on Here's to Veterans real soon. I've enjoyed every single second of our get-together.
Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone or even write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you'll pay six to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, bud, right into jail. You'd better keep her. You'll find it's cheaper than making whoopee.
And that's the Here's to Veterans tribute from yours truly, Eddie Cantor. Here's to Veterans is presented, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members have donated their services. And from Hollywood, this is Eddie Cantor saying, thanks for listening.